Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and let us help you create that life that you desire. I want to also invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to the website, I want to encourage you to sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to learn a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff from the show. Our great guests give a lot of amazing meditation, MP3s, recipes, lots of great healthy stuff, and lots of information, books, giveaways, contests. So sign up for that newsletter at AskSueLondon.com. And as an added bonus, when you sign up, I'm going to send you 10 inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I use personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, abuse, divorce. Remember, I was given 30 minutes to live in my life. You'll learn how I got through that and having the near-death experience, what that did for me. So again, if you go to AskSueLondon.com, sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you those videos right away. Now, Christopher, what's new with you, my friend?
You're asking such a broad and general question. That's, you know, why don't you just ask me what's not new with me? And then we could only take up about 5 minutes instead of a whole
really?
Hour.
Is this good stuff or?
Well, it's good. We're just very, very busy. We have a big fall festival, Musquamicket Fall Fest, happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the State Beach in Musquamicket. And Sunday, I am running the show there, and I am doing the whole day's worth of itinerary. We're calling it Buzz Fest because we have a sister station, 96.7 The Buzz. So it's going to be an alternative rock music festival from 12 to 5, and I have a couple of local bands and one semi-famous national band called the Catholic Girls. They're performing it too. And then I also have a couple of transformation hosts, actually at least one coming out. Katina, she does a new show called Limelight Radio about Lyme disease. She's going to do a little talk about Lyme disease on stage. See, if you were in town, Sue, I would let you come up on stage. But tell you what I'm going to do, all right? And I'm going to get somebody to video it. I'm going to promote your book while I'm there.
Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that.
Which, by the way, is Soar Above It All.
That's right. And we got to tell everybody, I'm going to be down in Westerly on December the 3rd.
The first Wednesday of December, and I think you're right about that, but it is definitely.
We're coming in on the Tuesday, so I think whatever the Tuesday to the Friday is. I'm excited to be there and do some shows and do the remote show like we did last time, you know, for the Christopher. I'm Christmas and Christopher Stroll. Listen to me. I'm all like tongue-tied here. That was really a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to coming down for that.
And you experienced it in the rain last time. So it'll be so much better for you to experience it in the weather will be absolutely perfect. I'm sure it will be.
I'm sure it will be. And I'm sure you're going to have a great weekend for like weather Sunday. I from what I heard.
This weekend? Yes. Well, what's going on right now, what we've been talking about, you asked me how the weather was here. There's actually a cold front coming through, which is what's making the weather so crazy. So you've got the hot air and the cold air clashing. So once this cold front goes through, we could see some thunder showers here. And then once it's all over, we're supposed to have a beautiful fall-like weekend, and it's called Fall Fest, so it kind of goes hand in hand, you know?
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, I know we had a really bad storm up here in Canada last night, and I let Ross stay up all night with our little dog, Willie. And normally the storms don't bother them anymore, but that storm was bothering both of them, but mainly Willie. So Ross is a pretty tired boy today. So you know, he'll be having an afternoon nap, I'm sure, as we're doing the show.
One day we ought to play. We play that song, Willie, Willie, Willie. You know that song?
No,
we ought to play that for Willie one day.
Okay, you have to do that.
Yes.
Good. Well, I wanted to remind everybody, too, that if you live in the Southern Ontario area, I have got a Reiki Animal Healing on Your Pets course that's set for Monday, October the 7th to Tuesday, October the 8th. That training is happening in Winona, Ontario, Canada. A lot of people don't know where Winona is. It's just off the QEW highway at the 50 road exit between Stony Creek and Grimsby. So if you're interested in taking that training, learn how to do Reiki on your pets, you can send me an email at getinspiredradio@gmail.com and we can get you signed up. And Christopher, I think, I don't even know if I told you this, I'm in the process of setting up to do the training down there. I'll keep you posted.
I want to hear you say, can you say process?
Process?
That sounds, to me that sounds normal. You say process.
Process. Okay. See, I'm picking up your accent. And
that's
everyone else
okay.
Listening,
right? I'm giving you a hard time. It's fine.
Do you want me to say A too? Does that make your day?
Sure. A.
Oh, gosh. And you got your hands going there too, my little Italian?
Yes, I do, as I'm talking to you. But you know what? I'm thinking about, as you're talking about all of this stuff, I'm just thinking about your book, Soar Above It All, and what a difference that it makes for people's lives. And I'm very excited about you coming out here because you shared it with so many people last time you talked about it, and you've actually changed some lives over here. And I shared with you some of the people who have called in about it. So,
yeah, well, you never know when you go through something, how it will have an impact on others. And, you know, everything that I went through in my life, you and I talked about this many times. I'm so grateful for what I went through because it's just like what you're saying. It has helped so many people. And it's just, I wouldn't change anything in my life. Everything I've been through has been for a reason. Mm-hmm. I've learned stuff. I've healed. And, you know, it's a real honor for me to be able to help somebody else through my experience. So thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that.
Well, it's very true.
So on that note, why don't we give a book away?
I knew that was what we were going to do next. That's why I was talking about it.
But oh, we'll listen to you. Okay, let's give a copy of Soar Above It All away.
Sure.
Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And how would you like to give that away, my friend?
Well, first person to call in right now, 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. The first person to call will give you a copy of Soar Above It All from Sue London. If you're anywhere within the radio station's range, driving range, that is, and you want to come over to our new beautiful studios here on the Pawcatuck River in downtown Westerly to pick it up, if you win, that'd be a great way to do it. If not, we will happily send it to you as well if we get your address. So either
perfect.
Way.
Perfect. And right. Christopher, I was going to say, if you want to give a book away at the event, I can't be there Sunday, you can certainly do that as well.
Oh, we'd love that. That's great.
There you go. And you know what, actually, what you can do, whoever wins the book, I'll actually donate whoever wins this. So you got to be at this event, right, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
They will win a half hour coaching session with me. So whatever
wonderful.
They need help with, if they want a distant Reiki session, if they want channeled messages, if they just want help with something, half an hour of my time, they'll get that.
And just so people know, I'm going to have the transformation moment at about 5 minutes to 2 Eastern time on stage. So if people get there like between the 1:30 and quarter of 2, time fragment, that's about when we're going to do the Sue London Soar Above It All giveaway. And we'll have a little moment with Katina talking about Lyme disease, and then we'll mention your book as well.
Perfect. Well, that's wonderful. Well, you'll have to keep me posted how that goes. While you're doing that, I will be up here in Canada spending quality time with my little grandsons, and we're going to be making organic baby food this weekend, and I'm going to be making salsa sauce.
That's great.
How cool is that? And folks, if you, this recipe actually that I make, I have it on my blog now. So for anyone who likes to do home cooking, no additives, all healthy, go to asksuelondon.com/blog. And my blog there has actually exercises from our guests today. There's a meditation from our guests. And there's also the recipe that I'm for salsa that's oh my gosh, so delicious. So check all that out. So let's get on to our show now. Our guest today, Christopher, this show is for so many people and for you and I both. So.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah, always, right? So, okay, folks, today we are talking about nurturing wellness through radical self-care. Now, our guest today is Janet Nestor. As an author, speaker, licensed counselor, and a diplomat in energy psychology, Janet Nestor is committed to her work in personal empowerment and positive living. Now, using various energy psychology techniques, soul detective work, as well as mindful lifestyle training, she is passionate about teaching and helping individuals and groups find their life path and reconnect to their joyful essence. Now, an expert in stress and anxiety management, Janet is the author of two empowering books on this subject. Pathway to Wholeness is a mindful guidebook that inspires readers to adopt a more relaxed, now focused, and joy-filled life. Her newest book, Nurturing Wellness Through Radical Self-Care, a Living in Balance Guide and Workbook, an Inspiration Guide, is sure to be your constant companion on your journey to lasting health and wellness. Now, you can learn so much more about Janet at her website, mindfulpathways.com. So before we get started, folks, you want to call in and ask questions, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions to us through the instant feedback area on the homepage, transformationtalkradio.com website. So without any further delay, let's get Janet on the show. So Janet, my friend, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me. This is going to be a lot of fun. I've enjoyed seeing you guys talk.
You know, I'm wired. I was saying, you know, earlier that I did this meditation of yours before we went on the show, sweating like you wouldn't believe. And now, you know what's happening? I'm starting to get really wired. So it's going to be an interesting journey for sure, this show. Before we go into, you know, your story and the exercises we're going to share with everybody today, let's take a quick commercial break. And then we come back. I'm going to get you to share your story, your personal journey. Sound good?
That sounds great.
Perfect. Well, folks, we're going to take that quick break. And when we come back, Janet is going to tell you her personal story of why she does what she does today. And she's going to help you to lower your stress. Now, if you want more details about Janet, go to mindfulpathways.com. And to learn about me, Sue London, and the products and services that I have, go to asksuelondon.com. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities. Possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit themichellebondshow.com and step into your new reality.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my amazing guest today is Janet Nestor. And folks, our topic is nurturing wellness through radical self-care. Christopher, I understand we have a winner of my book.
Yes, we do. She's actually she's the wellness coordinator over at Westerly Fitness in Westerly, located on 231 High Street in Westerly. Annabelle Montalbano, congratulations.
Congratulations, Anna. And I always love to hear when there's someone who's involved in fitness. Maybe you could work and talk more with Anna.
She talks about me all the time. But you know what? She doesn't preach it, though. She just says, when you are ready, you'll do it. But the decision is yours. She says, you're the only one who's losing when you don't do it.
You hear that from every one of our guests, too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Very good information you're giving out there, Anna. And congratulations. Okay. Now, are you ready, Christopher? Because this is going to be a pretty powerful show. That's all I can say.
I'm ready.
Okay. Janet.
I'm here.
Tell us your story. What did you do? What happened in your life? What's your story that got you doing what you're doing today?
Well, I'm going to tell you where it started, and then I'm going to talk about what we kind of talked about the other day. I was born on a farm in West Virginia, and everything came out of the ground. I mean, it was completely and totally natural living, for sure. And so that set a mindset for me that I didn't even realize I had, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way I lived when I was a little girl. I didn't realize that until much later in my life that was very special, very, very special. But as far as going deeply into the holistic field, it happened to me, certainly not intentionally, which I guess a lot of things happen that way, but I had a surgery and a hysterectomy. And what was supposed to take 1 hour ended up taking 5 hours and 2 pints of blood. I mean, ended up being a dramatic occasion. So I came home from the hospital on lots of medications, and I just wasn't getting better. In fact, I was getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And I actually knew, I mean, you know how our intuition kicks in. I knew that I was dying, and that if I didn't do something really quick, I wasn't going to be around to raise my kids.
Uh-huh.
So I literally sat down at my dining room table with a phone book and looked for holistic practitioners. And I just went down the phone book until my finger stopped on one person, and her name was Dr. Pramila Brewster, and I credit her with my life. She literally saved my life from the aftermath of a really difficult situation where some of my internal tissue was left exposed after the surgery. So I had a terrible systematic infection that just didn't, I just was very sick. But over a period of two or three years, she whipped me back into shape doing, and just actually changed my mindset. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, our normal mindset is, we forget to look inside ourselves for the resources that are just naturally there.
Yes, yes, it's
when
so true.
We do, you know, all kinds of good things can happen. And she set me on that path of looking inside, tapping into what the Creator gave me, as well as nutrients and all kinds of things that, you know, she used to treat me. But she set me on the search, I guess, and the lifestyle. I adopted a different lifestyle after meeting her, and I just kept moving along that lifestyle, and it led me to the kind of therapy I practice and all the holistic techniques that I do, and, you know, the two books I've written. So,
And you know, isn't it interesting that when we're ready to heal, because you know my story, folks, you know I had Crohn's disease, went on to heal it. Whenever we have a challenge like that, when we're ready, the right person always comes along to help us, to guide us.
Absolutely. Never ceases to amaze me how true that is.
Yeah. Now, you know, you and I think a lot alike about our unique ideas about healing. Can you share that with everybody?
I would love to. I talk about it in the book, and in fact, it's probably the underlying theme of the whole book. I think about healing as something that we all do 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Not something that happens when we get sick or when we're in an automobile accident or some terrible thing like an accident or a death in the family. That is a kind of healing, but our body is working constantly, never takes a break, keeping us as healthy and giving us a sense of well-being, constantly making adjustments, constantly creating adaptations that allow us to live some kind of a quality of life. And that's the reason why I use the word radical self-care, because it takes in every level of our being, not just our conscious level, but all the other levels that exist, our intuitive self, our energetic self, our spiritual self. Mm-hmm. It's all included in our healing. And if we don't touch on all those areas, we're not as whole, we're not as vibrant as we could be.
Right.
So healing is something that is built into us. Our body is meant to do it. We're meant to be healthy. We're meant to be happy. It's all in there. It's just our job as human beings to quiet down and listen long enough to find it. It's part of the journey.
Right. And that's the lesson I learned, to go within and listen, because, when I was, struggling with my health, I was told too, our body gives us messages and it talks to us, but we have to quiet our mind and listen. And when I started doing that, real huge positive changes happened. So I'm right on there with you, my friend.
It's amazing. It never ceases to amaze me.
Now let's talk about, so many people are living a stress-filled, pressured lifestyle, like, get it done yesterday lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, what's the difference, do you feel, is, when people say self-care, but you call it radical self-care. What's the difference?
Well, regular self-care, I think we all know about. It's our grooming, taking care of ourselves, trying to eat a decent diet, getting enough sleep, not over-scheduling ourselves. That's what we all think about. That's how we think about self-care. Mm-hmm. We don't often go into the other realms that are important and sometimes more important. So the word radical, we all know what it means sort of out of the box, but there's another meaning of radical, which means getting to the root of the issue. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to do in the program, in the Nurturing Wellness program. We try to get to the root of the issue. What caused how I'm feeling? What caused the situation that I'm in? And try to work through it. And the book tries to give us tools to do that. So radical means getting to the root of the problem. And like I mentioned a little earlier, when in my office there, I would say, what do you do for emotional self-care? And a lot of times people look at me like, what? Yeah, what do you do for emotional self-care? How do you take care of your emotions? How do you take care of your feelings? Uh-huh. What do you do? How do you help yourself through a difficult situation? Uh-huh. Or I ask, what's your spiritual routine? What's your spiritual self-care routine? And I usually get the same kind of response. People don't know because we're not trained to think that way.
Yeah, it's so true. In your book, you talk a lot about a balanced autonomic nervous system and about developing a healthy relaxation response. Talk to us about that now, can you?
Yes, it's so essential. And I don't even know how much, it took me a long time to actually understand the autonomic nervous system, and I'm sure I don't now. But I know a little bit, and I'd love sharing it with you. There are some holistic physicians who actually say an unbalanced or a non-working autonomic nervous system, a disturbed autonomic nervous system, is the root of all illness. And I happen to agree with that, point of view. I think that it is. If you think about what our autonomic nervous system controls in our body, it's really easy to understand that. It's our heart rate, our heart rhythm, our blood pressure, whether it's high or low, our metabolism, our perspiration, our elimination, our pupil dilations, our sleep rhythms. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. Every function of our body is somehow tied into our autonomic nervous system, including our digestion. And what we don't really, we're not taught, no one told me, I had to find it out, that we not only digest our food, we digest our emotions. And if things aren't flowing, if we get all stagnant, we're going to end up having some issues. So autonomic control system is actually our automatic control system of our body. So, and it's in charge of two responses, a lot more than that, but two primary responses. Our fight or flight response, the one that we get when we're scared, we've had an accident, had a bad dream, we wake up with a heart beating really quickly. That is our fight or flight response.
Okay.
And we do have a freeze response as well, which I have a story about, but I'm not going to tell now. I never thought I'd be one to freeze, but I can tell you that I did. And and the other response is our relaxation response, which is it's built into our body just like our fight and flight. But in our modern world where we're busy, 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 we have things to do, we're overscheduled, we don't get enough sleep, we never go out of fight or flight and our body stays in it. And when we're in that fight or flight, we're producing all kinds of stress hormones and they just keep flooding our body. And besides that, our blood circulates differently. When we're in fight or flight, it goes into our extremities, you know, into our arms and our legs so that we can move quickly or fight or whatever it is that we need to do to escape the danger that we're in. But normally, with a lot of blood flow in our head and our for our brain, and when we go into fight or flight, we don't have that blood flow there. That's why, you know, a lot of times after we have a terrible accident or something horrible, we don't have memory of it. You may notice, and I certainly do, when we get really nervous, our thinking isn't clear because we don't have, part of the reason is because we don't have that blood flow in our brain.
Yes.
So we want to keep that autonomic nervous system balanced so that our body is functioning. We don't want to wear ourselves out.
Our can I ask you, I was sharing earlier that you so kindly shared two exercises, one for the chakras balance and then one for the grounding exercises. Are these exercises good for helping you with that?
The chakra one is in particularly good for that, and it's in, because it, especially for people who are very, very sensitive to their environment, you know, where you go out and you're in a mall or you're in a restaurant and you're picking up everybody's vibes.
Yeah,
if you happen to be that kind of sensitive person, that chakra balance is really, really good for that.
Yeah, that's great. What I want to do now is I want everyone to experience your radiant energies balance. Can you just take a really brief time and explain it, you know, and share the benefits of it? And then can we take, can you take all the listeners through that?
Oh, I would love to. That is really good. Because it's the basis of the book, but it's also the basis of balancing our autonomic nervous system. And I will tell any listener here that if you have a high stress life, or if you're a caregiver, or you for whatever reason are undergoing chronic stress, you really want to listen closely because this shuts off that that adrenal flow, helps get you out of fight or flight, and helps you over a period of time develop your normal relaxation response.
Okay, perfect. Now, can I ask you something? Okay, if we've got people driving in their car now, should they turn down their radio? I don't want to say shut off our show, but should they not like be aware of this?
It's kind of like a meditation. I mean, it has a meditative effect, but they'll be safe. They certainly don't want to take their hands off their wheel, though.
Right, right. Please, no accidents while we're doing this, okay, folks?
No, I don't want to be responsible for anybody running off the road.
Perfect. But, go ahead.
No, you had a question?
No, I was just going to say, how about we take everyone through that now?
Yes.
I'm just looking for the sake of time.
Yes, I know. Very simple. We're using the meridians of the body, the same ones that acupuncturists would use. We're using the spleen, triple warmer, central and governing, and we probably don't have a time to go into all that. But we're hooking up our radiant circuits, which are responsible for the feelings of joy and the sense of well-being.
Okay.
Your right hand lays across your arm, lays across your chest with your fingers pointing under, put your hand right underneath your left breast, your fingers pointing to your side. Then your left arm goes on top of your right arm. Your left fingers grasp your right arm about an inch above your elbow. And you've hooked up your spleen, which is the relaxation part, your triple warmer, which is the fight or flight part. You've hooked those two meridians.
Okay.
Then your tongue goes in the roof of your mouth, right behind your upper teeth on your gum ridge. And then you've connected your governing and central vessels, which feed your nervous system.
Okay.
So if you're not driving and you're in a place where you can, I want you to just hold that posture. It automatically begins to turn off the stress in your body. It just gradually shuts off the stress. You'll feel your body responding. There'll be something you notice. If you have really long-term chronic stress, you may not notice as quickly, but you will notice that difference in the way your body feels. Close your eyes, concentrate on your breathing, and let your body do the work. Don't try to relax. Do not try to relax. Just let your body do it. You can cross your ankles. It doesn't matter if it's right over left or left over right. You're just hooking up some other meridian points. And just breathe. And that's all there is to it. And after a minute or two or three in this posture, if you're in a quiet space, and your TV's not blasting and the kids aren't running around screaming, you will find yourself winding down. And I can tell you that what happens after you've been in this been doing it on a regular basis for a while, your body cues up to the, oh, she's going to do the balance, she's going to relax. And one day you're going to go, oh, I'm going to take a minute and I'm going to do this posture, I'm going to get into this posture. And you won't even have to put your arms in the posture. Your body will be cued, and you will automatically go into the relaxation response.
Now, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question about that, Jana?
What?
Can I ask you a question? You
yes.
talked about your right hand, you know, on your side there, and then your left hand on top of your right arm. Do you
yes.
switch, or you just always have it in that one position?
Always in that one position.
So you don't, like, go do the other side, like, that doesn't balance you or something?
No, it's not
okay.
that kind of a thing. You're connecting your spleen, meridians on both sides of our body. So I suppose you could, but this is the way I was trained to do it. This is the way I've always done it. And I would recommend not trying to switch it.
Okay.
Can
I tell you, when you were doing that, and I did the exercise as you were sharing that with everybody, I was finding my shoulders were going down and I was like really mellowing out and my body was getting heavy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now,
I will tell you, you can do it sitting down, you can do it laying down to help you, you know, at nighttime to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing exercise. I've had people go off of all kinds of medications, stop their panic attacks, stop their anxiety attacks by doing not much more than this.
And, and to answer your question that you're about to ask, Sue, because I know you so well.
Yeah, you do. What's your answer, my friend?
Oh, okay. I did. I did feel it. However, I didn't completely feel it. It has nothing to do with you, Janet. It has to do with the fact that there's a lot of activity here at the radio station.
And there you go.
It's hard to shut that off.
Yes.
So it's nothing you're doing wrong. But the fact that I was able to feel it like I did shows that it's very powerful.
Very powerful.
Now, will that
you're connecting
when,
those radiant
when husbands
circuits,
are snoring,
which are like
Janet?
Hyperlinks.
Okay, you both talked. Let me answer both of you at the same time.
Well,
Sue was asking about snoring. We'll get to that in a minute.
I can't answer the snoring question.
Yeah. But go ahead, Janet. What did you say again?
Well, I was just saying that you're connecting those radiant circuits, the hyperlinks in your body that just send energy, either calming or, you know, whatever, balancing energy to any part of your body that needs it.
Yeah. Yes. I can definitely, I did feel it, even though there's a lot going on. And I have to be honest, as Sue knows, as you heard at the beginning of the show, we have a big festival coming up on Sunday. So I've got activity in the station, and Cowboy Dan just pulled in to talk about the setup. So all of this is going on in the background, but I got to tell you, it's still working.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that says a lot for you.
It really does.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, Janet. That's something for Chris to have that with all the stuff going around him. Wow, that tells you a lot. Yeah. So can you just quickly recap? Because if somebody's joined us and they're saying, where do I put my hands again? Just tell everybody where they put their hands again.
Well, it's just sort of like folding your arms across your chest.
Okay.
Your right arm goes under your breast. Your right finger's pointing. And they're going to be right, if you're a woman, right about your bra line.
Okay.
Your left hand arm goes over top of your right arm, mm-hmm. and you grasp your right arm with your fingers. Your little pinky finger should be about an inch above your elbow. And your legs or ankles are crossed, and your tongue is on the gum ridge behind your upper teeth. But I will say, and I wasn't planning on saying this, but I will say it, if you go on my website, mindfulpathways.com, there's a free relaxation class and a handout that has all of this on it.
That's great. And tell everybody again the website?
Mindfulpathways.com.
Perfect. So, folks, check that out because this is a very powerful technique and it can really help you with your health, with your stress. You know, so many people are stressed over so many things now. If you can do this, and we didn't really do it that long and we both had powerful effects from it. So.
Oh, yeah. Just talking about it because I teach it and I do it all the time. I was beginning to go,
now, let
I got
me ask you
leg.
This. Well, let me ask you, okay. I have announced many times, Chris and I have talked about this, I have a husband who snores. And a dog that snores when he's not snoring. And I do not get a lot of sleep because of their snoring constantly all night. Is this an exercise that it would help me to go to sleep and block out their snoring?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
There's actually, if you look in the back of Chapter 8 of Nurturing Wellness, there is the recipe for using this for sleep.
Perfect. And then now, would this help for people who snore if they did it? Would it stop their snoring? Do you have any experience?
It depends on why they're snoring.
We're going to put it to test in our house, and I'll let you know. How's that, Janet?
Yeah, test it and let me know. That would be great.
We love making my husband Ross a guinea pig, don't we, Christopher?
I will tell you what, if it stops his snoring, I'm on that.
And we're talking miracles.
We're talking good things. I want to use it for my husband, too.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes. Why don't we take a quick commercial break now? Because when we come back, you've got another exercise you want to share with everybody.
I do.
Sounds good. So, folks, we're going to take that quick break. Another exercise coming up to help you be de-stressed and nurture yourself. So, you want to learn more about Janet? Go to her website, mindfulpathways.com. Learn more about me at asksuelondon.com. So, stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break.
Get
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I have Janet Nestor here today, folks, and we're talking about nurturing wellness through radical self-care. Now, Janet just took us through one exercise, and it was awesome. Christopher, you still feeling kind of like calm there at your end?
This is the calmest I've felt all day, so something happened. Yes.
Perfect, perfect. Well, we were talking during the break about how we got to get you trying my pickle beets, right? So maybe we might have to, when I come down, when I bring these beets for you, get you to do this exercise first, and then that'll really maybe change your mindset on my beets. So, Janet, that's another exercise.
Wait a minute. I just want to point something out. You're calling them your beets, and I know that you're making. I know that, but the fact is if you want me to try pickled beets before you come over here, you can't be saying this my beet stuff between now and then, because when you put the word my in there, I feel like I'm doing it for Sue, and that's gonna make me do it, and I'll feel bad if I don't do it.
I thought you were gonna try them till I came down.
I know, but when you said the point of what I'm saying is when you say my beats, it makes me feel bad and guilty, and it feels like I have to do it sooner.
Oh, well, okay, then whatever works. Oh, Janet, do you just see how our life is, eh?
It sounds like a lot of fun.
We do love each other, don't we, Christopher?
We do, and it is a lot of fun.
Now, moving on to another exercise. What do you want to take everybody through now, Janet? What kind of exercise?
I have to stop laughing first. I'm going to do this grounding exercise. And for people who have a lot of stress, high anxiety, or, you know, sometimes when we're stressed and we feel foggy and kind of out of our bodies, you know, you're just like, just not fully present, this will bring you back.
Perfect.
Bring you into your body, fully into your body, and make you feel more solid and secure.
Okay, so bring it on, my friend.
All right, here we go. And definitely don't do this driving your car. Okay. But if you're in a nice spot, you know, in your home or someplace where you can do this, do it along with me. If you can stand up and still hear me, do that. If you're sitting down, you can follow the directions in a sitting position. And it works as well as if you were standing. So I'm going to do it for standing. And everybody who can follow along. And I will say, Sue has this for you on her website, and I'm not going to do it as slowly as I normally would, but you'll have a copy of it to do on your own.
Yes, perfect.
All right, so stand up. You're standing about your feet about shoulder width apart, your knees slightly bent, and I want you to relax your shoulders. Concentrate on your breathing. Breathe from your belly. And I want you to ask your spiritual guidance team to place your body in the perfect position for the maximum amount of energy flow. And as you ask that question, you'll feel your body settle into a more open place. Now, I want you to sink a grounding cord as wide as your hips from your belly button, from your navel, deep, deep, deep down into the ground, down into the center of the earth, until that cord reaches the very center of the earth, which is rich and vibrant. You pause just a minute to feel that earth energy, and then you bring the earth energy up that grounding cord and bring the energy all up through your body, clear up through your crown, out the top of your head, and out into the cosmos or into the universe, whatever word says it for you. But you're bringing that all the way up your body and out through the top of your head. Now just notice how you feel. Now reach up to your crown chakra, right there where your soft spot was when you were a baby, and you just sort of, using your imagination, open the flap to your crown chakra, kind of dust it off, and using your hands and your imagination, I want you to clean your spiritual umbilical cord and extend that spiritual umbilical cord up and up and up and up and up into the cosmos until you can feel the energy of love and wisdom and beauty coming from the Creator of all. And then allow that love and wisdom and beauty to flow into that cord, down through your crown chakra, into your body, filling you with love and light. And continue it to flow, that love and light, down through your body, down your legs, and out the bottom of your feet and into the earth. Just saying thank you for the earth, to the earth, for all that she gives. Now I want you to mix the energies throughout your body. And using your hands, bring the earth energy up to your crown. And your other hand, bring that cosmic energy, the love and light, down through your body. And sort of get a controlled waving motion going right up and down the center of your body, mixing those energies, mixing the love, light, wisdom, beauty, kindness, compassion of the universe with the solidness, the solidarity, and the vibrancy, and all the nutrients, energetic nutrients that the earth has to offer. Mixing that throughout your body. And just pause and notice how you feel. And it's an amazing feeling. You should feel more. Some of you, if you followed along, you may feel more refreshed, more clear, more fully present. You're breathing more slowly, maybe more fully. It feels good.
Yeah, that was very powerful. You know what was happening for me, Janet, when you were doing that, I was getting more and more relaxed, more and more grounded. But when I feel the energy strongly, my body starts to spin, like in a circle. And that's what was happening. That's what was happening with my body. But I got to tell you, I am sweating like you would not believe here. Like very
energy move.
Yeah. And what about you, Chris? Are you still hanging in there, my friend?
I think the whole grounding part, where it comes from the ground and goes up through me, whenever we talk about anything to do with the ground, it's just an amazing feeling. And I think that's absolutely what the stressed world is lacking, is being grounded in the way you did that, and then reaching out towards the universe. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. We don't have time to you know, take hold of life and, you know, feel the energy, the amazing energy of nature. We just don't take time to do that, and it's beautiful. And it only takes, what it takes, 2 or 3 minutes to do that.
A couple minutes, yeah. Yeah. I feel really different, don't you, Chris?
I do, and I was texting Sue. Wow, it's amazing, you know, when you basically just took the microphone, or as it were, you're on the phone.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I was into what you were talking about, and then you paused, and then, you know, you're reaching out towards the universe or whatever you want to call it. It's almost like becoming one, you know what I mean? And it's a great feeling.
It is a great feeling.
Very powerful. Now, folks, I want to remind you that these exercises for the chakra balance, the grounding exercise for harmony, mind, body, energetic meditation, that's all found on my blog. And you can find my blog on my website, AskSueLondon.com. So feel free to go there. You'll see Janet's information. You can connect with her, ask her questions. We've got about another minute or two left, Janet. You've got workshops. Can I get you to tell everybody about them?
Yes, I'm doing a day of radical self-care workshops, and I'm scheduling them. I have one now the 19th and 20th of September in Greensboro. The next one's Maplewood, New Jersey, October 5th and 6th.
Okay. And for people to sign up, where do you want them to go?
They can go to mindfulpathways.com. And actually, it's up on my blog. So the first blog right there, right now, will take you straight to the registration.
And your books, tell everybody the names of the books again and where they get them.
Pathways to Wholeness is a mindfulness guidebook. And right now, you can only get that through my website. Nurturing Wellness Through Radical Self-Care is available in paperback and Kindle. It's available on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble and on the website, if you either however you want to do it.
Perfect. Now, the meditation that we just did, do you have that in an MP3 file too?
I do not have grounding in MP3, but that's something I'll be doing next, but there are meditations on, wonderful meditations actually, on MP3s on my website. They're free downloads. Okay. Harmonies on there is a free download. And then you have the directions for the chakra balance and the grounding. So they're not up on there. They're actually part of the workshop. So people who, the grounding exercise and the chakra balance that you're going to have are actually things that I share in the workshop.
Perfect. Well, folks, here's your opportunity to de-stress, radically nurture yourself through self-care. And Janet, it has been a pleasure having you on the show today. And thank you, what I like to say, cook for cooking, both Christopher and I. Right, Christopher?
I hope you're well done. I hope you're well done and relaxed.
I think we've got Christopher just really cooked so much we lost his voice there. Well, Janet, you're welcome back anytime. Thanks for being with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Folks, I've personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given 30 minutes in my life. So not only did I survive, heal, and move forward, but I soared above it all, and I created the new wonderful life for myself. I've taken all my past challenges, and I turned them into a successful career of helping others through my radio show, speaking events, coaching and training programs, and my books. Now, I'm here to help you get there also. So if you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, learn how I can help you. That website, again, is AskSueLondon.com. Now, I want to thank our guest today, Janet Nestor, for being with us, and I'm sure everyone's feeling quite relaxed and mellowed. Awesome, awesome guest. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. You are very treasured in my heart and Christopher's. If there's anything, any topic you'd like us to cover, any details, please email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com and we will do our very best to get that topic for you. Now, next week on the show, our special guest is Missy Bystrom, and our topic is organizing your paperwork. Now, Missy's going to work with our wonderful producer, Christopher, and help him with his paperwork, and she's also going to be helping my husband, Ross, with his office paperwork. So you want to make sure you tune in for that show. So on behalf of our great guest, Janet Nestor, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern.
to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. transformationtalkradio.com.